This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right. I am at the Bon Secours Wellness Arena for Elio Santa. And joining me from the Bon Secours Wellness Arena is the Poobah, the boss, the potentate. You run it all. Talking about Beth Paul, good afternoon, and thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, ma'am. So, this month, and I've never paid attention because after a certain point of time in December, I stopped coming this way.
Yeah.
Because it gets quite bustly.
Mm-hmm.
This is not going to be the only Christmassy thing you're going to do this month, is it?
No. It's just the first, really.
Yeah?
Yeah. So we have Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Right.
Next Friday. We've done TSO every year for, gosh, I think since 2007. And
right.
So each year it's just a great tradition. We do a 4 o'clock show, an 8 o'clock show, and we have returning fans and new fans every year.
I'm poking fun at my colleague JD over there because you get to sit while you talk to me versus him making you stand while you were talking.
I mean, I couldn't even believe it. It made me stand.
You know, he says that he stands while he's doing the show, but like, see, when you're a record spinner, you only talk for 15 seconds, so you don't really need a chair, so.
I was all right. I made it through.
Now, you've seen. Now we just had a little power issue.
Yeah.
And your guys responded to that really quick.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine that this is a fairly You got to have a bunch of plates spinning in the air at any given time.
Always.
On a good day.
Right? Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I used to be a route guy, and I can imagine there's some guys that can make a living just delivering to this building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. We have food deliveries.
Yeah.
We have, you know, just regular packages. We have equipment. We have maintenance issues. So all, it's bustling. It's busy every day. We have a great team. I am so blessed to have, that's Joe B. and Craig Spivey right there who came out here to fix the power, give us some heat. Have a great team of 35 full-time, 400 part-time.
Plus, on a regular basis, I mean, you are the home of, what is that, the
Swamp Rabbits?
Swamp Rabbits,
yeah.
Greenville Swamp Rabbits. I think we came here when it was the Greenville Growl.
Oh, yeah, it's been a minute. So the Swamp Rabbits are doing great. They have a great holiday tradition that'll be next weekend, December 13th, is Teddy Bear Toss.
Right.
So much like what Odyssey and law enforcement do for Elio Santa, they do, and it's throw teddy bears on the ice when the rabbits score their first goal. And you can't even see the ice surface. It's covered
really?
In bears. It's amazing.
Covered in bears.
It is
covered
such a fun, fun
So what happens to the bears?
The hockey players collect them, and then we donate them.
Donate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, donate them kids and who kids.
Okay,
who
that's why they were hanging out here and holding up. The hockey players are an imposing group of young men.
Yes.
Very tall. I didn't think hockey players were that tall.
Yeah.
They were out there. They had the boxes holding them up, swinging them around.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And when they're on skates, they'll add about 4 inches. So super tall on
I'm
sticks.
Told that the law enforcement sort of scout these guys in case they don't make it in hockey. They're like, hey,
yeah.
Well, if you want some good old-fashioned street violence, you could still be with us, and you'll get some. You don't even have to throw your gloves off to get in the mix.
You know, you never know. Roddy might need a second career.
There you go. There you go. So how long have you been with Bonsacourt?
I've been the manager since 2015.
Wow.
Prior to that, I was the finance director. So
okay.
I've been here for almost as long as the building.
So you have seen, you've seen other names,
mm-hmm.
right? Other
other
sponsors that have come out here.
Seen it
and,
all.
This is, now what, I'm curious what they're going to do with that behind us that this replaced.
Oh, the old auditorium
site? Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so I think there's plans for...
Is that going to be yours, too?
No, that will not be mine. I will look at it, and I will think what wonderful neighbors I have.
Okay,
Because it has been vacant since 1996.
So I remember.
I am excited to see the... to see the project get underway and to, kind of improve the corner over here.
That has been sitting there for so long that Ric Flair, who can barely talk now, he was still wrestling and he came and got a brick.
Yeah.
I remember when he came to town to get a brick from the old auditorium.
Gosh. Yeah.
Now with this, which is this is an upgrade. This is a huge upgrade as far as an arena like this. Actually, this paying for itself, is that a challenge?
I mean,
not now. I mean, but it had to be in the spin up when you guys put it up.
Yeah, I mean, well, it was new, different than the old auditorium.
Right.
And it's interesting when this building was built, the population of Greenville County was 150,000 people.
It's double
now it's that. 570 or something.
Than double. Yeah.
Yeah, and so, the upkeep is tremendous. But again, we have a great team. We have great support from the fans. We have great business partners. We have great support from local government. And so I think we have all the pieces to have a really, really successful building.
I'm going to tell you what I like about this place.
Okay.
Your parking lot is so close to it
that
makes it so much better than some of these places where they have the parking lot 6 miles down the road. Mm-hmm. And you gotta have transportation to get to the venue. Yeah. You guys, I mean, it's you got a few stairs to climb naturally, but you get there, climb the stairs, you're in the venue automatically. Is there any limit to what you guys could do in here as far as the kind of things you could host?
I mean, we have certain limitations, and if a show needs. If an artist is doing stadiums, we don't have enough seats, obviously, right? So there are some limitations, but for the most part, we hit over our weight on a lot of things, especially programming, and we're really proud of that. And so we'll go after anything. Nothing scares me.
Right.
So I'll, if it's an event, I think that will benefit the community, and that the fans will react really positively to, I'll chase it. I don't always win, but, I'll go after it.
Well, I mean, now that you have been here as long as you have and it has gotten to where it is at this particular moment, do you actually have to chase anything, or are they chasing you?
No, it's so competitive, the Carolinas. I mean, if you think about the arenas in South Carolina and North Carolina, I mean, it's a very, very competitive market. And then if you throw, just 100 miles south, you throw Gwinnett in there, there's 8 or 9 choices. When a tour is routing on buildings.
Well, but I mean, I come from Columbia. We used to have the Carolina Coliseum.
Yeah.
I don't even think that exists in that capacity.
I don't think so either. No.
Yeah. So I don't even know if Columbia has anything like
that. Yeah, they have the Colonial Life Arena. They do great business there. It's where the Gamecocks play basketball, men and women.
Well, it's been 76 is when I moved out of Columbia.
Oh, okay, And then they're similar size to us, similar age as us, and so they do a lot of concerts too.
Yeah, but the difference is, I think that this area is much more. I kind of think this area is probably more able to support it than down there. It's not. I mean, I was always amazed when I moved up here. I still am amazed when I go back down there and see how it's quite honestly seems sort of backwards. But that's all of a sudden point. Now, for Christmas.
Yep.
And do you do anything special for New Year's?
We'll do public skating.
Yeah.
Yeah. So during the holidays, we open our sheet of ice up to the public. So that's always fun. We don't have a big, we'll have hockey on December 31st.
Okay.
Super fun time to come out and watch the Rabbits on New Year's Eve. You still have time to go out and see fireworks and ring in the new year. It's a 6 or 7 o'clock game. And so we love the holiday festivities. We love TSO. We love public skating, teddy bear toss, hockey games, and then Clemson basketball. Clemson men's basketball will play here on December the 21st.
Okay.
In Cincinnati. So lots to do in December. So check out our website.
Yeah.
Yeah?
What is the website? Give out the website.
www.bonsecourarena.com.
Probably not too much confusion if you search just Bonsecours Arena.
You'll be all right. You'll find it.
I'm sure you'll be number one in the Google search.
There's not too many
algorithm. Well, listen, thank you very much for taking the time to come back because, you wanted to come and I didn't have enough time to do you justice. So, Beth Paul, Bonsecours Wellness Arena, she runs everything. I've got both the sheriff and the sheriff and the chief of police over there. I'm going to see who I can flag down next.
See,
one of them's
going to
be next. We'll see. We'll see what we got going on.
All right, great.
This is News Talk 98.9 WORD. All right. Elio Santa at Bonsecours Wellness Arena. Joined now by, Greenville City Police Chief Howie Thompson. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Yes, we've been having some laughs at my expense, and that's been pretty cool. I like that kind of thing. So all of your people that are here today, these guys are off duty or some of them on duty? Those couple of guys, they might be up to something official, but,
Yeah, both. All the officers like to stop by during the day and bring gifts that will be given out soon, and they all really buy into this and like to take part in it.
Yeah. Yeah, I looked into the history of toy drives before, and it's astounding that these were all developed either by law enforcement or the military. I guess it's the same sort of mindset that makes things, I don't know what about it, drives that compassion or whatever, but just sort of puts that together. Now, with Greenville City, How long have you guys been participating in this since its inception?
Yeah, absolutely, since day one.
Yeah?
Love it. It's a great, great way to connect with the community, especially some kids that might not have the opportunity to receive the presents that a lot of other kids get. So this is awesome.
So for the other thing it does is sometimes I remember when I was a kid, we went to a circus outside. And it was in Columbia, South Carolina during the summer. And, I had a little episode where I was 5 or 6 years old. I just passed clean out from the heat. And standing over me was a Columbia City cop, and he was using his summer saucer cap that had holes in it, and he was running water through it and sort of showering my face with it. And I had never been that close to a police officer before as just a kid. And I was like, well, police officers are... those are nice guys and everything, but nowadays there's sort of a skewed view. Does this help doing this?
Yeah, I think so. I have 220 really dedicated professional officers right now.
Right.
We're hiring. We have 16 more positions that the council has given us because the city's growing.
Okay.
In both land mass and in population. And so they've been very supportive to give us that. So we're hiring those positions now. But yes, my officers are very dedicated to this. All of them love kids. And, that's one of our primary jobs is to keep them safe and to provide for them. And this is a way to provide and give back to the community at a time of the year that's really important, and we want to make it very special for them.
I watch these guys, and whenever you guys come to Upstate Warrior Solutions or whatever, I mean, everybody that I see out here is very professional, at the same time really courteous. And I kind of think sometimes, well, I'm, I don't kind of think I think sometimes there's sort of a bum opinion out there just because of what they may see in social media or something, but this is sort of hard for them to push back on, isn't it?
Yeah, oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. They buy in, they love it. This is something that they look forward to every year. They look forward to the smiles on the kids' faces when they're able to go around the neighborhoods and reach in the SWAT truck and reach in the back of the patrol cars and pull out a nice gift to give the kids, like I said, something they might not normally receive. And it's just the officers love it. It's good for them. It's really good for the kids.
I'm sure it's good for their soul.
And good for the community to see.
Yeah. And plus, I would imagine a lot of places where they go to give these toys out are probably because of the area. An area that they're well familiar with?
Right, yeah. Some of our special emphasis neighborhoods that, are those that are less privileged. And so we concentrate on that and make sure we do a really good toy drop in those areas.
And how many times are you going to come out here between now and 10 a.m. tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll be out here. I make rounds, so I have my meetings, and this is a normal week for us. So we like to come out, and you'll see all the officers coming in and out, too, in between calls and in between shifts and things like that. So you'll see a complete circuit of officers.
When I was talking to the sheriff, I did not realize that the city had moved out of the LEC. Where did you guys go?
Yeah, so we're over at 204 Halton Road.
Okay.
We're there on the floor campus behind Haywood Mall. Got a nice building there. It's really nice. It's quiet. You don't have a sheriff running around, you know, hollering and dancing in the halls and doing all the crazy things he does. If I may, I have to tell everybody, please join me in wishing the sheriff happy birthday. Today is his birthday,
yeah.
If anybody doesn't know it. But we are very lucky to have him. Hobart Lewis is a great sheriff and does a really good job. I give him a hard time.
But how old is he today?
But he's awesome. I think 99.
99?
Yeah. If he's not, he sure does.
He don't look a day over 90. Well, you know.
Bill, if he's not 99, it's real close. We're in the area.
So I'm told I need to wish you happy birthday. You look good for 99, Sheriff. You look really good for 99. I wish I looked as good as you do. Huh?
The only birthday cake I had,
yeah.
Chief Thompson provided.
Yeah?
And guess what it said?
What did it say?
Happy 99th birthday.
All right.
I got a picture of it.
There's nothing like professional courtesy on display now, is there? I love the mutual respect that is constantly on display. Yeah. Well, either that or you guys, I mean, every time you two are together, I would have done it this way, but I want you to, you know, I got segments to cover, you know, it's the business of radio. If it ever comes down to it, you guys could very easily, if you decided to pair up, you could probably do a radio show on your own. And I don't even think you'd have to prepare for it. You just say, all right, I'm going to be there. You going to be there? All right, I'll be there. Well, let's just do it organically. You cool with that? I'm good with that. How old do you say I am? 99 years old. I got your 99 right here.
Yeah.
I got your 99 right here.
You have to have a buzzer.
Nothing but shots across the bow all day.
So I guess you probably get a little more work done now, huh? Now that you
I do. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Okay. That's why it's peaceful, quiet, you know. Really, really nice.
Yeah. Sign language going on over here.
Yeah.
Got sign language over
I think
there.
He thinks I'm number one.
Hand signals. I like that. Number one. Number one. So, with this, when do you guys actually execute? When they give it out, are they going to hand it to individual officers and say, okay, your area patrol?
Yeah, so we'll come in on the 20th and load up our cars, load up our SWAT trucks, county will too, all the different agencies. We'll load them all up and head out together, and just each of them is assigned certain neighborhoods, and they will go around and hit those. And it's an all-day thing, and it's an awesome thing to see.
So if you're 99 today, Sheriff, how old is the chief going to be the next time he gets a
105.
Wow.
He's always older now.
You know. I like the wisdom brought to the positions. I do.
See, that's over 200 years experience right there. Yeah.
Yeah. What keeps him alive?
Keeps him moving. He gets those injections.
Okay. Well, got to do something. Got to do something to stay young at heart, right?
He doesn't look a day over 80.
Yeah. Well, I was just telling him you don't look a day over 92. I mean, he's saying you're 99. I mean, okay. Hey, all right. Outstanding. Police Chief Howie Thompson, Greenville City Police Department. One half of the LEO locals that are on here, although I've seen some other jurisdictions there as well. But, hey, outstanding. Thank you for taking the time to come by here.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Are you going to come to Upstate Warrior Solutions?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. Listen, I would be going there all the time anyway just because of who you got there that, you know. But anyway, thank you very much for joining me today. Coming up next, it is going to be the sheriff on his birthday, 99 years young. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, Bon Secours Wellness Arena, Elio Santos. We're winding things down here anyway, although this is going to go until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Sitting here with the Greenville County Sheriff, which we just talked yesterday.
What's going on?
I don't know. Now, is today actually your birthday?
Today is my birthday.
But I'm pretty sure you're not 99 years old, yeah?
No, that's a Howie Thompson.
That's a Howie Thompson?
Chief Thompson.
Chief Thompson.
Taking a cheap shot at me.
Yeah.
I'm 54.
54.
And I'm younger than he is, by the way.
Oh, okay.
But I'm aging in dog years. But I love my good friend, Chief Thompson.
Yeah.
We go on with each other, but he's certainly never been a finer police chief than him. And he loves his people and loves his community, and we hope we love him back.
Now, with you, with the sheriff's department, when this all gets when you start giving away the Elio Santa toys, do you guys get the lion's share because you got a bigger territory to cover?
Well, you know, it's funny. We go to different housing complexes, and a lot of them are in the city. But you'll see on the giveaway day, the 20th, Greenville City, Greenville County, Travelers Rest, Fountain Inn, Sled, the Highway Patrol, everybody come together and everybody move together throughout the county. So it really doesn't – jurisdiction doesn't matter on that particular day.
Okay.
But, yeah, we do have a lot out in the county because it is a bigger area, but it's more concentrated in the city. So you hate to say it, you know, it's unfortunate that there's so many kids out there this may be the only contact they get to have an opportunity to get a little bit of Santa Claus, a little bit of love, and get hugged on and get a little gift. And it's a blessing for everybody involved. And it wouldn't happen without the support of people like Robin Ario and the Bosque Arena and all these agencies coming together to make this happen, and in the community providing toys.
Well, now, this particular event, originated with one sheriff's deputy in the Greenville County Sheriff's Department.
That's correct. He's here. His wife's here. They were riding around one night, and they went to a call and met a family, got back in the car, and she said, "We can't go home. Go to Walmart."
Right.
And they went to Walmart, bought some toys, and went back to that house later and provided Christmas to those children and the family. And it grew from there, and that was 11 years ago,
right.
So 2014. And it just goes to show, and I've always believed this, there are million-dollar ideas riding around in a $60,000 patrol car, and had they not took the initiative to do this and stick with it, we would not be here today. And it really is to all their credit that so many kids would be provided something for right here at Christmas, and they know that somebody's thinking about them, caring about them, and we can't thank Jeremy and Noel Jones enough.
Does he still work for the Sheriff's Department?
He does.
Yeah,
he does.
What does he do now?
He works different type operations.
Gotcha. Okay. In other words, shut up.
No, but very much involved. You'll see him dressed as the Grinch during this time, and everybody looks for him and loves him. But
yeah.
he's a great. Great asset to the sheriff's office, and we love our families, and Noel's a big part of that when you talk about the spouses of the deputies that work at the sheriff's office.
I was telling the chief, I did a lot of research on these toy drives and everything else, and apparently all of them either originated with the military
right.
or law enforcement.
Right.
And is this because the military and law enforcement is exposed to more people in the profession than normal people are that live within a bubble?
Well, I think Cops for Tots developed that way. Now, Toys for Tots, when you talk about the military side, the United States Marine Corps, and them really driving that and pushing that, was them being away from home and recognizing the sacrifice of their families. They wanted to reach out and touch other families.
Right.
Certainly that they've seen, you know, around the globe and wanted to help people here in this great country. So, yeah, I mean, I think we do a lot of things because of our own experience and things we've seen and how we feel. And thankfully, people are gracious enough to act on that to make these programs work.
Now, I'm bordered by a Greenville Police SWAT vehicle, but I'm also behind me. I have the I've got the county bomb disposal unit here.
We would not flatten the tires on that Greenville City SWAT vehicle because their SWAT team does such a great job.
Yeah.
And we work with them and we enjoy them. Now, if it was Chief Thompson's vehicle, we would probably deflate the tires all the way around it. But we do. We have a you have a bomb truck behind you, and they've worked really hard to get that thing ready, and several robots we use and those things in there, so people can feel free to come in and pull over and bring your kids after school today
right.
and look at some of this equipment that's out here and drop off a toy and enjoy talking to the fire department, the police officers, and the sheriff's deputies that are out here.
Being told on the text line, happy birthday!
Hey! Thank you.
Only 54, ever, not actually 99.
No, not. Don't ever listen to Chief Thompson.
That about anything, ever?
Ever. That should be an indication that you cannot believe anything he says. 99. Like, why didn't he just say I was 65?
65.
I mean, yeah, nobody's going to believe I'm 99, but I certainly look 65.
Do
70.
You?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll be 65 in April. You look a lot better than me. You are aging well.
I don't think so.
I don't think so?
No, I think I feel like I'm 99, but I don't know where he came up with that number, but he's, you know, I can't say on the air what I think he's
totally
full
understand.
Of.
I appreciate that, too.
Yeah,
I do.
I don't
really
want anybody beeping us, bleeping us.
They call it the dump button.
Yeah, only by hitting the dump button.
Yeah, we don't want to be dumped.
Yeah,
nobody likes being dumped.
No, not in politics anyway.
Now, with this, as this goes along and everything, now I see the fire department over there and everything else. Mm-hmm. Is this all first responders that will the fire department be giving out toys to?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah, on the 20th, we will have EMS, the fire departments, local fire departments that will come out. And then as well as all of our city police municipalities that make up the county. And Spartanburg County, give a shout-out to the new sheriff up there, Bill Ryan, who got Deputy Guest to come out, and they really, at a last kind of moment's notice, they worked really hard for the past about 5 weeks and just brought a load of toys in today, and they're out here standing with us today. So
Sheriff Ryan
gonna,
out here?
It's going to be great. No, he's got some deputies out here. He has not made it out here yet, but he's a big supporter, and they want to do the same thing up in Spartanburg. So, you know, giving is contagious and reaching out to the community, and we look forward to that and know he's going to do a great job there.
I just find it interesting that with all of the press and all of the defundings and all the other stuff, they're the only ones that actually put their money where their mouth is law enforcement. When it comes to this kind of stuff.
But they're on the front lines. You know, it's not just a headline somebody's reading or a narrative somebody's trying to put out there. They see it, and they see the needs, and they're willing to do something about it and act on it. You know, that's why we don't pay a lot of attention to those headlines and those Facebook posts and all those things that are really just made up of a bunch of bull crap. This is factual stuff. They deal with these people every day. They deal with the public every day. They know what's going on. They know where the needs are. And they just do a tremendous job every day serving this community. And this is just a way for the public to see it because they're involved in it. So we appreciate all of them so much.
Well, here's another vehicle backing up and unloading and going to fill up a box. And here come some of your fans.
Yeah, absolutely. These are the, Greenville County Republican women
that
showed up with a carload of toys. And Robin Duffy and Gail Stanley are here, and they're unloading the car, packing up boxes as we speak. They do this every year.
I'm about to cut him free. We're about out of time. So you guys can do all the hug.
Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, Chief Howie told me he was 99. I thought it looked great.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you for joining me, man.
Thank you for having me,
my friend. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. We'll wrap this up in just a second. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right. I'm at Bon Secours Wellness Arena. And long after I am gone today, this will continue on. It will continue on until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. And I have seen more than once vehicles pull up and the law enforcement officers, the sheriff's deputies, and the police officers, they take a box out to the car and fill the box up out of one car. And, I mean, that's the kind of thing that you simply can't quantify, that whole willing to give part. I've often wondered how much of a long-term effect this would have on a child, for somebody to care about them when, you know, seemingly they've been dealt a really bad hand. And certainly not for lack of trying. I'll say that. Certainly not for lack of trying, the outreach. And that's always going to be one of those things where, you know, it comes down to, I guess, the people within your community, isn't it? This is why I sit back on a regular basis and I say to myself, I kind of think maybe, just maybe, we might be able to pull certain things out of the hopper. But we're going to see, aren't we? We're going to see. Because for all of this goodness, it all hedges on a very, very flimsy ridge, doesn't it? Like a ridge line. You're walking on a ridge line. America's walking on a ridge line here. So it's for this reason that when we do have these moments where we can actually be good to each other, that it's encouraging that it still happens. For some people, Christmas is a bad time. I get it. I understand that. You know, bad things happen during Christmas time. But the whole idea that a bunch of people, and a lot of these law enforcement officers are off duty today. They're here. And a lot of these, some of these officers are on duty right now, and they just swung by just to show their support for a moment. They're supported by their chain of command. Everybody knows where they're at. Nothing's being missed or anything. They're all ready to leave here at a moment's notice and go do whatever has to be done. And in the interim, while they're not in that position, they are here. They are here gathering for these less fortunate individuals. So, I've had a lot of fun here today, but at the same time, I've seen a lot of really impressive generosity. It's not really humbling. It's actually encouraging. At the same time, I don't get to see the array of law enforcement equipment very often, and I can tell you right now that you're Greenville law enforcement is ready to handle pretty much anything that might come down the pike at them. And that means if Greenville's ready to handle it, that probably mean the upstate's ready to handle it as well. So that's a good thing. Some of you, I understand. Some of you don't like Hobart. Some of you don't like city police. I get that. I understand it. But they're still here. Despite that. Still doing the job. Still doing the job. And they do the extra stuff, too. This is way beyond their job description, what they're doing here today, what they're supporting here today. And the outpouring of support from the community, I guess, makes all of that sort of worthwhile. And then seeing the hockey players and the building manager come out and support it as well. Not bad, Greenville. Not bad, upstate. Quite impressive, actually. And hopefully it'll go all the way through this way with the Christmas season. Got a lot of things going on. I mean, this weekend is the Nutcracker. I hope everybody got tickets for that. That wants to go see it, go seize it. Because I'll be there. I'll be watching that very shortly. Day after tomorrow. Helio Santa, I want to thank Rabbi Nerio for, I don't know how much he had to do with me getting out here today, but this is my first time to be out here with it. I want to thank my colleague, who doesn't get to talk very much, J.D. Stone, for sitting in here with me and having a little fun with me. Of course, the sheriff and the chief, and everybody else that joined me today, including Santa Claus. Santa Claus was I've never interviewed him before. I've interviewed a few other people before, but I've never interviewed Santa. Plus, that was a great photo op. I will never have another one nearly as good as that one. So, I don't like giving advice. I only like telling you what I think. Here's my advice. If you want to save the Republic to where we can do these kinds of things like Helio Santa, then don't count on your government to save the day. Get out there and participate and be heard. And don't sit back and don't relax. You're constantly going to have to be active. It doesn't take a lot of time to be active, but it's as simple as driving up and throwing a toy out of your car and letting them take it to a kid that, except for you, wouldn't get anything. That's participation. Participation is good on every level. So, that's all the pontificating I'm going to do at you right now, this moment. What I am going to tell you, though, because the day goes on, is that coming up next, it's the Charlie James Show. And this is News Talk 98.9 WORD, the voice of the Carolinas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.